I'm deficient for patient Dion Gilford, DionGilford. Date of service is 7/21/2025. Date of birth 11/22/2001. Date of accident is 2/26/2025. Chief complaints of the patient are that he was involved in an automobile accident and he started having pain after February 28, 2025. He has a pain in the neck, the lower back, both the knees and leg. They are present almost continuously. And he attributes all of the symptoms towards the presence of involvement of an automobile accident as follows. The patient has the patient was riding a Lyft car with the driver and his cousin, total three people in the car. He was sitting in a rear passenger on the right at 10 p.m. February 26, 2025. They were traveling near Joy Road and Myers. They were going on Joy Road and they just crossed the Myers, M-E-I-J-E-R-S. A U-Haul truck hit them into the rear end to the rear bumper. The car is not totaled, but the rear bumper, rear trunk were all completely damaged. Headlights were broken, tail lights are broken, but the vehicle was drivable. Inside the vehicle, all the windshields are okay, and dashboards, steering, a seat belt, console, everything is all okay. Regarding the injury, patient reports he hit his head into the headrest, neck to the back of the seat. No chest, pelvic, or abdominal trauma is reported. No bleeding, no fractures, no lacerations. He can walk, but he cannot stand properly. When he bent over, his dizziness got worsened. He did not go to the emergency room. And regarding the history of presenting illness, patient reports of headaches, which are 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and they are mostly front and back, moderate to severe, off and on, and sensitive to the noise, but not sensitive to the light. There is no associated nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura. Symptoms of TBI are reported as follows. Dizziness, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, lack of concentration, blurred vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision field. He denies any taste problem, smell problem, or TMJ problem. Besides this, patient has no saddle anesthesia, no sleep disturbance, no anxiety, depression, panic of a high degree, and some numbness and tingling is reported in the left leg continuously. In the anterior part of it, it goes all the way to the ankle, but not into the foot or the toes. Some weakness, lightheadedness is reported, difficulty in walking is not reported. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient is having pain in the neck and the lower back, and neck pain is not described to be shooting to the arms as numbness or tingling or radiculopathy, while the lower back pain is reported to be radiating in the front of the left thigh and left leg up to the ankle. These are continuous, and then patient has pain in the right knee to the level of 8 and left knee is 7. But he can walk reasonably okay. Stairs are also okay. After half a block, he starts having pain. Neck pain is reported to be 8. Lower back pain is 9. Please review the charts for the description of pain, the highest and lowest intensity of the pain, the ADLs that are affected, modified factor for the pain, the testing. No testing has been done. Please review the chart for the treatment. Patient went to a dependable health in Michigan, who possibly treated with some therapy. And physical therapy, he has done 10 visits, no chiropractor, but he has seen two visits with a doctor at American Pain Center. Please review the records for system review, surgical history, allergies, and then family history, relationship status, employment status, legal history, and a personal history. Please review the records for the ADLs, for diagnosis, And the physical examination is as follows. This is a 23-year-old African-American male. And height is 5'7", weight is 135, blood pressure 133/98, and pulse is 58, pulse ox is 100%, temperature 98.9, respiratory rate is 17. This is a 23-year-old African-American male of a good built nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinuses, no jaundice, no clubbing, no cholinergia. And hydration is good, and is well nourished. Hygiene is good, attitude is good, demeanor is good. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without limping. He is mobile, independent, without using an adaptive device. There is no acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. The rest of the exam is from the template, including all the neurological examination, which is normal. In the musculature examination, we find there is a spasm of the quadratus lumborum and trapezius muscles in general, bilaterally, more on the left side with no trigger points. Paravertebral muscle was not in spasm. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is from the template. The spine tenderness is not present. Paravertebral muscle spasm not present, hypertonicity 0, trigger points 0. Range of motion of the cervical spine is described as follows. Cervical spine is 45 in forward flexion, 55 in extension, 35 in side flexion, rotation is 75. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 50 and extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 2. Is 20 and bilateral rotation is 20. In the maneuvers to identify reproductive pain, cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign, Lermit test are positive, destruction test is positive, Sotal test was negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test, Lump test are negative. In lumbar spine, Brodzinski, Kernick test negative, straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees bilaterally, CLR positive, Bregard test negative, Kemp test is negative. And Kemp test is positive, CLR is positive, but Babinski sign is negative. In SI joint are completely negative, no tenderness notice. All the testing for Faber test, destruction tests are negative. Extremities examination, except for the both knees, rest of the exam is completely negative. On examination of the knee, we find that on inspection there are no scar, erythema, or effusion. There is a tenderness on the medial and lateral collateral ligaments of each knee, with an increased movement of medial and lateral ligaments on testing. There is obviously no valgus varus abnormality. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is negative. McMurray Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension test is negative. No swelling was noticed. Diagnosis. V89.2 XXK in the general. CNS R51, R42. Nerves, M79.2, muscles, 79.1, M60.9. Lower extremities, for the knee, M25.561, M25.562, M23.205. Cervical spine, M54.250.20, 54.1253.82, S13.4, XXA. Lumbar spine, M54.551.27, 54.16, 54.42, S33.5XXA. Please review the diagnosis from the record submitted. So the plan of care comes from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. Patient is ordered a physical therapy to help on the area of the knee, both knees and neck, neck and the lower back. Mainly. Mr. Mirza also ordered a chiropractic treatment. Work, disability, household replacement, and transportation has been ordered. Medications are provided for the patient. We ran out of Mobic and Flexeril, but we have provided the patient with Ultran, 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief, Zoloft 50 milligram twice a day for mood and anxiety, Lyrica 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief, Lunesta 1 milligram at night for sleep, Medigesic is provided for headache relief, and Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes, home exercise plan, yes, referred to psychiatry, yes, fitness club, yes, review of available MRI, other imaging records, medical records, none is available. We'll request a record release from American Pain Center. If they release it, that'll be good. Intervention pain procedures, none are on the horizon. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Caseworker, none. Investigations, no investigations being ordered. On the next visit, we make a recheck, re-examine the patient and determine the need for a possible MRI for lumbar spine. DMEs. Patient already has a back brace, pain, knee brace. Education is yes. Disability is follow-up visit in 15 days. Thank you.